The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
Stroud takes the snap, takes the toss behind him, throws right side, Christian Kirk to the end zone, touchdown, Houston! 6-yard touchdown pass from C.J. Stroud to Christian Kirk, and the Texans go in front.
That was the only touchdown pass of the game. Right there, C.J. Stroud hits Christian Kirk. We got to talk about his ass. The hell got into Christian Kirk. We got to get into him, but... right now is that time that we do after every game. C.J. Stroud's great. I see people up and down giving their thoughts on the grade. C.J. C+. He still won the game minus the two defensive scores. C-, D-plus from Bill. C-, somebody texted in with a complete F. Some people just said, I don't even want to grade. Someone said F-, C-. I give CJ a C- only because we won, and had we lost, definitely would have been a D-. If they lost, I think we see more other letters than that. But keep sending it in. What's your grade for CJ Stroud and his performance? Clint, you watch this, and I know you look at it from the eyes of playing the position before in the NFL and in college. What did you see?
Well, I mean, I look at it from what my expectations are for C.J. Stroud as well, and I thought he fell well below those expectations, in my opinion, for me. So I'm going to go D+. I mean, yes, you did win, and yes, your team was absolutely tremendous on third down, which ultimately, you know, gave you a chance to keep the ball. It aided in extending drives, sustaining drives, along with that run game. And I got to give credit where credit's due. There were a couple of big boy throws in there that CJ is definitely capable of making. But when it's all said and done, the negatives for me far outweigh the positives. And it starts with not just the turnovers, but kind of how the turnovers, with the exception of the interception, that was just it fits there too. Like, to me, watching that game, I thought there was, for a big chunk of the game, C.J. Stroud was completely overwhelmed. If you want to call the moment too big, if you want to call it that he's been, you know, the fit in this offense isn't exactly right, and he's still struggling with making the right decisions that they want him to make. He's not able to just play free and play with his instincts. I think all those things are true, but at the end of the day, I think for a huge chunk of the game, C.J. was overwhelmed. Dropping snaps, obviously picking up those drop snaps and making a bad play even worse with then fumbling the football. I think there were times where he was just in the pocket instead of getting through a progression and taking off running, or getting through a progression and throwing it away. It was these happy feet, this panic looking situation. That was obviously, I think CJ's got to be beyond that at this point in time, and I think he's got to be beyond that for this team to make a four-game run in the playoffs and win a Super Bowl this year. So that overall, number one. Number two, the turnovers, where they happen. I mean, the turnovers didn't end up hurting you as bad as they could have, but if you look at it, I mean, the two first-half fumbles, the only reason we're not talking about them or they didn't cause more problems is because the defense turned around and gave up, in 10 plays, gave up 9 yards and one field goal. So the defense bailed you out on those. You look at the interception, and the interception happened when you had points, at least a field goal at that point in time. And so, you know, I think those things far outweigh the positives. Because you look up, and there were a couple of big boy throws, over-the-top throws. There were a couple of key throws that CJ made. I just expect CJ to make those in his sleep. And when you take all that, Ron, and I go, okay, now what does my grading scale look like? Okay. I don't grade, like, let's say CJ Stroud and Caleb Williams the same. Caleb Williams exists in an offense that they're just going to dial up shots after. It's going to be low percentage. It's going to be high risk, high reward, and that's how he's playing, and I think to a certain degree how Ben Johnson is okay with him playing, right? You look at C.J. Stroud, we're grading C.J. Stroud on an efficiency scale, right? I know being harped and you know, all year long, and I know what he's being asked to do is be efficient, be cool, calm, collected, make the right decision, don't turn the football over, don't hold the football, right? And all now when you look at that being – what's been preached to him and kind of what his every week he goes out there, that's what his test looks like. I think he struggled mightily this week. I think he answered on that test I'm talking about. I think he answered a couple of really, really difficult questions that maybe got him some additional points. But when it came to the majority of the questions, the simple questions, the layups and free throws, I thought he struggled. I thought he struggled in a big way. So I'm going D plus for CJ Stroud.
D plus for C.J. Stroud. Text in, what was your grade for C.J. Stroud? Tyler's wife, Megan, she chimes in with a C. C minus, C plus. C plus. C plus. Tyler, what was your grade? I never hear yours. What was your grade?
I can't give C.J. a passing grade with five fumbles, man. Hate to say it, but I went D.
Somebody just texted in. So you went D. Clint's at a D plus. Yeah, I'm at a D as well. You know, what they did on third down, and I think he was a lot of that, is the only reason why I think I'm not in an F.
Yep. Yeah. Rightfully so.
I think the honest statement from the game is the Texans played pretty good everywhere except quarterback. Their offensive line played pretty well. They ran the ball. The running backs ran the ball well. The receivers did pretty good. Everything on the defense was good. Fairbairn kicked a long field goal in that stadium, did good. Tommy Townsend drove somebody back. He had a rough punt too, but he had everything went pretty well for the Texans last night except for their quarterback. That interception is unacceptable. All right, Jack Sawyer hit you. You're trying to get the ball down the field. Hit you probably. You probably could feel the pressure around you at that point. As soon as Woody tossed it back on that flea flicker, like, you could probably see that the pressure was around you. Maybe you just protect the ball and go down. But that interception was pathetic. Why? There's just no reason. The only way that the Steelers were going to have a chance if you helped them, and he repeatedly helped them. And to me, hopefully maybe throughout the week we could discuss this, because I don't know. It was more than just the turnovers. Like, I saw some people say, yeah, he had some turnovers, but other than that, no. Like, he just airmailed guys.
Nico would have been at 3 points, if not a touchdown.
Yes, right. Nico, he just airmailed it.
Oh, my goodness.
He almost got Higgins killed. With everything, as Aikman was saying, was sailing on him and high. So it wasn't just the turnovers. And I think the thing we've kind of talked about, Like, I many of you may go a different way because it didn't happen. It was 7-6 going to that fourth quarter. If the Steelers at any point ever put anything together to where the Texans were ever trailing later in that game in the second half, like CJ just didn't put forth like we're good.
Yeah.
Like the defense had to come and blow that thing open. And then when they did score their offensive touchdown in the second half, you know, a lot of it was either the play just drawn up just well, like they got a quick throw to Higgins where they got a free, easy 12 yards just by scheme, or they just handed it off and ran through them because the Steelers were about done at that point.
It's that simple.
Yeah, I'm at a D minus for the expectations of him. I came in here saying yesterday, yo, man, all your young contemporaries balled out. CJ was the worst out of all of them. I mean, in many ways. And I know his numbers say 250 and all that. You watch that game, man. I mean, it felt like he was going to be primed to throw a pick at any moment there for a stretch there in the game. So, yeah, that's I'm not saying he's going to stink it up the rest of the way. But I know what they did last night, but that is not, I can't believe I'm saying it. Maybe that doesn't seem to be sustainable. That your quarterback plays like that and you win games against better teams. That just doesn't seem to be sustainable. So, yeah, that was rough. That was rough last night.
Yeah, I mean, people are going to have to decide. We'll talk about this definitely in the 4 o'clock, but you're just going to have to decide. And there's no right or wrong. It's just – and really, D'Amico's going to have to decide. I mean, do you with C.J. Stroud, is it, hey man, are we looking at a QB that's just, hey man, just play it tight to vest, and if things go bad, whatever you do, just don't go in the tank? Or are you looking at CJ Stroud of, hey man, you know, it may not be our overall approach. Like again, go back to Ben Johnson and Caleb Williams. It may not be, hey CJ, just go out there and take hits and run all over the place and stretch the field and make a highlight reel, but also make mistakes. We're gonna overcome some mistakes. Like, that's not going to be who you are and you're in CJ or the offense. But in moments throughout a season and in the playoffs, are you going to be able to bank on your quarterback to be the reason you win? Right. And, people got to figure out how they want to view. If you're all right with just having that QB that just, hey man, just don't go in the tank when you play like garbage. Then you're obviously you're
the holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Your bar is going to be really low.
Yeah, tough one for CJ, but everything else was great. That's why I do want to hear from you. A day after this, the Texans win their first road game ever, road playoff game ever, become the last team in the NFL to win a road playoff game. They get that crossed off the list. They're headed to New England to face the Patriots.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
A new year is a clean slate, and this year, learning a language is the resolution that actually sticks. With Rosetta Stone, it's never been easier to start fresh. Whether you're leveling up your career or prepping for a 2026 trip, our bite-sized lessons fit perfectly into your busy day. Learn while you grab coffee or during your lunch break. It's that simple. You'll see progress fast, helping you feel more confident and connected. And because Rosetta Stone uses an immersive, intuitive method, you'll learn naturally, without memorizing boring word lists. For over 30 years, we've been the trusted leader in language learning with 25 languages to choose from, including Spanish, French, German, Japanese, and more. Rosetta Stone is the go-to tool for real language growth. Don't wait. Unlock your language learning potential now. Listeners can grab Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. That's unlimited access to 25 language courses for life. Visit rosettastone.com/RS10 to get started and claim your 50% off today. Go to rosettastone.com/RS10 and start learning today.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply.